prochaine, c'est une chanson de Jackson Brown qui s'appelle Rebel Jesus. Une très belle chanson pour ces temps.
Thank you. attendant Godot.
This is a very old, it's very old, I don't know.
We're very old.
That's right. I'm very old. This is an old carol. It's called the Cherry Tree Carol. And it's got a new riverboat lilt to it with these banjos. Try to imagine New Orleans. Try to imagine it.
They could have used
the
a few riverboats.
60s.
For men like
à rien à voir.
In the desert where the stars are bright and constellations rule your life. Long ago, three kings set out to follow. Through cloudless days and cloudless nights, the bells upon the camel's back and the wind playing in rips of sand must be the voices of angels. The ground is lofty in the air.
So, Mom, that's about 9/11, right? Or something?
It's about...
The camel song?
It is about 9/11. Because up until then, I used to think that Christmas cards with pictures of ladies in long dresses and veils and men riding camels with long beards and long dresses, and I always thought that happened 2,000 years ago, but then I picked up a picture, and people were going around dressed like Mary and Joseph, only they had Kalashnikovs on their shoulders.
Hey.
When you live in the desert, you got to dress for the desert.
Oh, I play this, right? I play guitar. I was just still thinking about that. It's an amazing song. I love that.
Thank you.
This next song is it's on the album, right? Oh, there's a capo on here. And it's a song that I wrote about Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and basically it's the moral of this of the song. And yeah, could you deal with this thing? And is that Christmas is about what's it about again? It's about unconditional love. Yeah, that's it, right? So y'all all gonna love each other no matter what. Is this sounding too? Okay. Oh, it's not open. There we go. Everybody, enjoy. Okay, one. Hello. There you go. I just wanted to say that that song is on the new, it's on the album as well, but it's also available on the new Starbucks Christmas CD if you want to get it.
Don't buy that one. Buy ours.
Elton John. Sorry.
Can somebody put this guitar on for me?
I come back. No, wait.
Hold on.
She's tuning.
I have to have. Can I have some?
What do you want?
Thank you. This song is about socks, a red and a green sock.
He's counted up three times. Okay, I can. Everybody else can. There you go.
We all count.
No, Rufus, watch him.
I woke this morn and there beside my bed I woke.
Think of put star, put socks for Santa and me.
Thank you.
Let's share. It's Christmas. Okay. I'll just. Well, we'll just watch them here, right? No, I'm gonna run back and sing with the chorus.
You
start off as a soloist, and then. Okay. This song is about race. It is. It's about race. It's called Sun Children See Him. Tackling the big issues tonight. Okay, ready.
Some children see thank you.
song that I wrote a long time ago. The first time that all of us were separated for Christmas, I was down in New Mexico, and actually Kate and Rufus were together in Los Angeles. But I guess it was my first Christmas away from them, and they were kind enough to put it on their record.
We were fortunate enough to have it on our record.
But I wish I had had you there at Christmas still.
Isn't this enough? I'm here.
That I have ever known, there is snow on the ground. Breath from my mouth creates a cloud, children's play, smoke. You're with your family, and I'm alone in the viewfinder of one of my good friends. Six crazy Frenchmen on my tree tonight.
You may have noticed that there was somebody on the affiche called Teddy Thompson, and he wasn't able to come up. The snowstorm yesterday, all the flights were grounded, and he couldn't fly into Montreal. So he had to cancel.
But I skied all
That's
the way
right.
from West Mount.
But Haim Tannenbaum has flew in from West Mount. So he just flew over the mountain.
It's like the other
No, he flew over the mountain and landed in the cuckoo's nest. To invite out our nephew. Oh, no.
Oh,
I see.
Oh.
Oh, I see. Very tricky. Okay. This is what I thought was happening.
You can do something.
What are we doing?
Wouldn't you like to know?
Give me a hint. Give me a hint.
Today's Haim's birthday.
Microphone work?
Yes.
Do you want to be there? Do you want to be here? Yeah. I think you should be.
I'll be here. It's the same thing.
Okay.
It's just closer.
This is our nephew, Vinny Dow, the son of Jane, and he's going to recite a little, it's not a little, it's a Christmas thing. It's a poem. It's called Counting Stars.
That. So much more time goes by than that. It's hard to believe. It's all real time. I'm sorry I can't be there with everyone on Christmas to help bring in wood for the fire or carry a stack of warm plates to the table where the goose is served. Trouble again. Just like every year I get in trouble at Christmas. It got to where I expected it. The rain and darkness in November. Childhood. Counting stars through the wavy glass of the old storm windows on our big, long, crazy, mohawk toboggan. Okay. So this next song is also very romantic. I meant kind of depressing, but I just, let's say romantic for the sake of it, eh? And it's a New Year song, and it's something that I think everybody's always done or thought of doing, at least. It's asking some person who you don't have a chance getting a date with to go to do something on New Year's. It's happened to me often. People are asking me all the time, and I'm like, sorry.
What are you doing New Year's?
He's on. Okay, good.
So
I have to say, il faut que je dise que vous autres dans ces chapeaux ce soir, vous avez l'air un peu de John Lennon et Yoko Ono.
Moi, je pensais plutôt que c'était des croque-morts.
Stewardess.
Ça, c'est c'est une chanson, une vieille chanson, enfin, de, je sais pas, l'an 1000, je sais pas, quelque chose comme ça.
L'an 1000.
What?
L'an 1000.
Exactement.
We would like to introduce you to everybody on the stage. It's going to take a while. We're coming up to our last song of the set. So here, all right. On the bass is Brad Albetta. On the drums John McColgan. On the guitar, but standing here right now, is Michael Jerome Brown. On the spooky organ is Tom Menier.
Next to me, no, next to Tom is Joel Zifkin on violin. On saxophone is Jody Golick.
Thank you. Thank you.
With the red bow tie is Chaim Tannenbaum. Anna's husband Dane behind the piano, Dane Lankin. Their son, Sylvan Lankin, take a bow.
Yay!
Sylvan's cousin, Vinny Dow.
Yay!
Vinny's mother, Jane McGarrigle. My niece, Lily Lankin. My daughter, Martha Wainwright. My son, Rufus Wainwright. My sister, Anna McGarrigle.
Yeah.
My sister, Kate McGarrigle. Okay, thank you. Joyeux Noël, tout le monde. Une très bonne année.
Bible, Lord, reading.
5 to see her own son Jesus Christ raising the dead to life, raising the dead to life. Good Lord, and happy may we be.
Next good joy that Mary had, it was the joy of 6 to see her own son Jesus Christ upon the crucifix, upon the crucifix. Good Lord, how happy we may be. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost to all eternity.
You're my mother. cette prochaine chanson, j'ai dit que je vais... OK. Il faut que je fasse... J'ai dit à ma mère, il faut que je chante ça à Carnegie Hall. Je vais jouer à Carnegie Hall dans 3 jours parce que... Oui, ça va être le temps, oui. Et je voulais chanter là parce que c'est un peu comme une chanson opératique. Mais je pense que et c'est aussi très connu aux États-Unis, mais je pense que la plupart des gens ne connaissent pas que c'est une chanson écrite en français, c'était originalement en français, et que c'était apparemment ce soir quelqu'un m'a dit que c'est la première fois que c'était chanté, c'était à Montréal en 1854 par une femme à 2h du matin. Quelqu'un m'a dit ça, mais alors on va chanter. OK.
Minuit chrétien, c'est l'heure solennelle où l'homme Dieu descendit jusqu'à nous. La tâche originale et de
On va essayer une chanson qu'on n'a jamais faite.
Si vous connaissez les paroles, chantez.
Thank you.
Merci.
Poo-poo.
We want Lillian Heim too.
Lillian Heim. Isn't she a writer?
Lily, the Christmas stewardess.
She's one of the anges that came down from the ciel, apporter des bien belles choses.
Do you have the boarding passes?
Apporte-moi un gin, Lily.
Bonsoir, merci. Joyeux Noël.
Magdalene. I come from Palestine. Please excuse these rags I'm in, but I've fallen on hard times. But long ago I had my work, when I was in my prime. But I gave it up, and all for love. It was his career or mine. Jesus loved me, this I know. Why on earth did I ever let him go? He was always faithful, he was always kind, but he walked off with this heart of mine. Now love like this will come but once. This I do believe, and I'll not see his like again as I live and breathe. And I'm sorry if I might offend, but I will never see the tenderness that I shared with him became a heresy. Jesus loved me, this I know, but why on earth did I ever let him go? He was always faithful, he was always kind, but he walked off this heart of mine. But I remember nights we spent whispering our creed, our rituals and our sacrifices. Stars, our canopy. There beneath an olive tree, we'd offer up our plea. God's creation, innocent, his arms surrounding me. Loves me, this I know, but why on earth did he ever have to go? He was always faithful, he was always kind, but he walked off with this heart of mine. He was always faithful, he was always kind, but he walked off this heart of mine.
Thanks. Thank you. That song I thought was, that song, The Ballad of Mary Magdalene, I thought was going to be a bigger deal in my career than it actually turned out to be. I really had anticipated big things for that song. I thought it was going to generate huge amounts of publicity for me. My explicit intention in that song was to piss off the religious right. And I figured if I really pissed off the religious right that I would be the beneficiary of their incredible capacity, ability to generate free publicity for the people they despise the most. So, you know, I wrote this song, which I figured would offend them. And you know, I had these visions of, you know, police lines and television cameras, wondering what all the big deal was about at my concerts. And however, I appear to have been too subtle. So I learned something. I learned that if you want to piss off the religious right, you can't be subtle.